Surrey aims to add more than 558 kilometers of sidewalks over the next 50 years. As it stands, there are 63 kilometers of arterial and collector roads with no sidewalks, 118 kilometers of arterial and collector roads with one sidewalk, and 377 kilometers of local roads with none at all. Council approved the engineering department's recommendation to endorse a sidewalk action plan to prioritize projects. Scott Newman, Surrey's general manager of engineering, noted in a corporate report that BC cities historically didn't require sidewalks as development unfolded. While municipalities across the province updated their approach and servicing standards in the 1980s and 1990s for new subdivisions, the process to retrofit existing roads has been challenging, he said, particularly on heavily traveled arterial roads and roads within rural areas. The Sidewalk Action Plan tags 23 new projects over the next 2 years to provide safer pedestrian access to 23 schools, 55 bus stops, and 23 parks. There is more than 2,000 kilometers of roads in Surrey, 1,637 kilometers of which fall outside of the Agricultural Land Reserve and Fraser River floodplain lowlands. A good percentage of Surrey's arterial and collector roads outside the ALR have at least one sidewalk, and most without any sidewalks are in areas like Clayton, Tynehead, and Redwoods. Local roads have the largest deficit in sidewalks. Fortunately, they also have a lower safety risk due to fewer vehicles, slower speeds, and less pedestrian activity, Newman noted. The city's desired outcome is for all arterial and collector roads to have sidewalks on both sides, and local roads, excluding cul-de-sacs, to have a sidewalk on at least one side of the road. This results in an estimated structural sidewalk deficit of 558 kilometers sidewalks. City Hall tackles about 7 to 10 kilometers of sidewalks per year, and city staff estimate it'd cost $400 to $500 million, and nearly 50 years, to deliver the desired 558 kilometers. Newman said City Hall has developed a pragmatic and holistic framework to prioritize and maximize the city's resources, to help it decide which of the 558 kilometers of sidewalks to prioritize, embracing a criteria focused on road safety and vulnerable road users, driven by road classification, traffic volumes and speeds, and pedestrian activity. In general, arterial roads are given the highest priority, with emphasis on designated truck routes, urban town centers, or developed semi-urban areas. Public feedback collected between 2021 and 2023 as part of the Surrey Transportation Plan indicate residents surveyed considered elementary schools, public transit, grocery stores, and neighborhood parks as the most important destinations to walk to within 800 meters. Improving pedestrian access to these four facilities is used to further refine the top priorities within each road classification, Newman said. The last priority falls in certain areas in places like Tynehead, West Clayton, and Grandview, where there is currently limited pedestrian activity and high redevelopment potential in the near term. Mayor Brenda Locke called it really good news. This is the good news that the road levy can help bring us to make our city more walkable, more easily traveled, so this is a great use of the road levy.